Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Sans Pants Radio, maple syrup in your jam.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Mum.
I'm Dad.
I'm Ryder.
And in today's episode, as with every episode, we're going to answer your questions. Our first question, SAC asks, which veggies are the best veggies and which veggies should be consigned to eternal doom?
First off the bat, right at the top, onions.
Onions.
Oh, the onion.
That's
onions are king.
Onions shouldn't even be classified a veggie.
What should they be?
They're
higher than a veggie.
their own individual
category. Are they higher than a fruit?
Yeah.
They are.
I think because the onion, with the right cooking method, they're sweet.
Yeah, that's true.
They're basically fruit. And onions will go with anything.
Yes.
Any savory meal, an onion will smash it.
Onion will add to it.
And a salad.
Yeah, chuck a bit of onion in a salad. Plus, different onions for different reasons. You know,
so can red make onion. Like a sweet onion pie with cream?
No.
You don't know, maybe.
I think I've
seen that before.
Like if you put some brown sugar in, like a lot of brown sugar.
It's not ideal, but I think it's doable.
Not with
frowned
cream.
Upon.
it's frowned upon by polite society.
In the onion circles.
A sweet onion pie.
By the onion board of...
Yeah. I love an onion. Yeah. The idea of eating an onion like an apple really appeals to me. I think because ever since I saw
the Grinch.
Like the Grinch. It's a good power move.
I had a friend, Dean Butler, who used to eat potatoes like apples.
Raw
potato, he'd bring in his lunch to school.
Is that not really poison?
And eat it like an apple.
Really?
Another one of Dad's weird school friends.
Dean Butler.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't
name him.
Don't name
him.
Oh, sorry.
Didn't he have one of those weird-ass nicknames?
No, he didn't. This was much later in life. Anyway, I won't mention his name again.
It's well, a bit late now.
They've heard it. They're not going to forget.
If you want, you can say.
Well, he did. I mean, well, it's not a bad. I'm not. No, it's not. It's, no criticism of him.
It's not libel. He's not going to call up.
It's like, an what observation.
What did you say? Don't let the world know I used to. He's like a big CEO now. They're like, oh, look, we're just doing this. Would you like a potato?
The press are asking him. I believe you. No comment.
No comment on the potato issue. Sir, would you eat a potato for us now? Are you aware that potatoes raw are poisonous? No comment.
They're not poisonous, are they?
Yeah, raw potato. You shouldn't have raw potato.
No, green potato.
Green potato.
Yeah. No, okay, raw potato, fine. No, not fine, yeah. Weird, but yeah.
What about lettuce? I really like that because of the crispiness.
Yes.
I like rocket. Is that a kind of lettuce?
Yeah, rockets.
Well, I'll tell you, sweet potato is not far behind the onion. Everyone's loving a bit of sweet potato.
I don't like sweet potato.
Yeah, I don't like sweet potato.
Don't like sweet potato.
You two don't.
No.
Yeah.
Never liked it. You get like these sweet potato crisps on top of your salad. Nope.
I always want to like, because I remember once Sam got some sweet potato chips.
Yeah.
And I was, first one, loved. Every subsequent one, disgusting.
Really?
They make me feel sick. I don't know what it is.
There's certain things about you two's diet that always bug me growing up. And that was one of them. You would not, because how yummy are sweet potatoes and you just would not eat them and you would not try them.
But we didn't like them, Dad.
You didn't even try them.
I always remember you guys being
but we
like,
did try them.
Yeah, I remember the taste.
I knew what they
tasted
like.
Well, I had to trick you.
No. You used to make me eat them. You would put one little sweet potato on our plate.
That's right.
You know what I used to do?
What?
I used to put it in my mouth and be like, I'm just going to go to the toilet. And I'd walk out, spit it out, and then come back.
It was always a terrible moment where the plate got put down in front of you and you're like, potato good, other potato good, corn sweet. What the? Little sweet potato trying to look inconspicuous between the others.
What a mean thing to do.
It's the tiniest bit.
But it doesn't matter.
And the other annoying one was capsicum.
I still don't like capsicum.
Yeah, you do now, but you didn't used to, and you don't.
Well, the other day, me and
grilled capsicum's really good, like on a burrito.
The other day, me and Adam were making something. He was chopping up a capsicum that was going in it, and he was eating it like an apple. He was just having it raw.
Yeah, well, you can, Jack.
Capsicum's
but you
gross.
Know, we didn't make you have sweet potato because we're bastards. Like, it's got a lot of nutrients in it. We were trying to be good parents.
But there are other things that I probably liked that did have
not
nutrients.
Many.
There were that many
you
things
were
you
really
liked
weird. Remember, they would never eat. Were the we? Only cooked food they would eat was corn.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, meat, of course.
Yeah. Have our meat raw.
Yeah, no, they used to eat love sausages or chops
corn
or whatever.
And potatoes and everything else that went on their plate was raw. Raw carrots,
raw
beans.
Carrots.
Yeah, I just don't like cooked. I still... I won't eat a cooked carrot.
What did you do when you went to people's houses?
I didn't eat it.
Really?
I just poked.
Of course.
Did you eat it, Jack?
Yeah, I just did.
No,
I hated it,
no
but
one.
I did it.
If someone, one of my friends when we were younger, came over and didn't want to eat sweet potato, you wouldn't care.
No.
No.
Well, there you go. No one else did.
Yeah. I always remember sitting at the table. I was at a friend's house and they had artichoke for dinner.
Mm.
They had artichokes. And I remember them being like, you got to scrape off all the hairs because if you get one hair in your throat, you'll choke to death and die. I have never been more frightened eating a vegetable in my life.
Did you eat
the
artichoke?
Is that
the
house that I used to get a phone call at like 11:30 at night?
I'm like, please take me home.
Right.
They would like to come and get you.
I had quail and artichoke at that house. I would have been like 8 and they were like, this artichoke may kill you.
Wow.
And I was like thanking God the whole time that I didn't die. I was like,
and so did
that was
you
a brush with death?
Do you remember the taste at all?
I didn't like it at all.
No, but you do love a quail now.
I love a quail now. Absolutely. Little chicken, big fan.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't afraid of the quail.
No.
You get this look of disgust on your face, right?
Do I?
It's got a resting
it's
bitch.
It's great
face.
That it was unintentional. I'll show you the face you have.
I sometimes just do that.
Yeah.
What about the carrot? I'm a massive fan of the carrot.
Carrot I've been doing lately.
What?
Carrot and dip.
Oh
yes, that's
really
a good,
nice.
As
good
a child,
idea.
A favorite of mine was carrot and mayonnaise.
Ah yes, like mayonnaise,
carrot, celery with peanut butter inside used to be good.
That's right. Yeah, that was good. But you like mayonnaise on anything?
Mayonnaise is one of the things that I hated as a kid, but once I got to about 18, I was like, this isn't bad.
Yeah, mayo's great.
Same
but
with salsa.
But sometimes, because Dad did used to overdo the mayo.
Did I?
Yeah, you'd well, slap always, it on.
I always have very fond, maybe isn't the right word. Then it's nostalgic now because I'm like, childhood. But I always remember my sandwiches would be like thick butter,
really?
Slices of cheese and mayo.
You know that the bad thing about the butter? Because it'd be the cold morning, the butter's rock hard, and he'd still spread it. So it'd rip the fuck out of the bread. But he didn't care.
And me?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I got to appreciate the fact that you made me a sandwich at all.
Yeah, you know? I tried my best.
I made
your lunch every morning.
It would have been a lot worse.
Ham, cheese, and mayo. What do you want for lunch, Jack?
Ham, cheese, and mayo.
Yeah.
I've really gone off ham in my later life. Ham's
I've got,
slimy.
I like how Jackie says ham.
Ham.
My accent's nuts. You know, say I say, instead of I, it's A-H. What? I'm like, I'm angry. It's not I'm angry. I'm angry.
Yeah.
What happened to my voice? I think I just got lazy with the way I
talk. I listened to one of your old shows the other day. You didn't sound that much different.
No, you don't sound that much different.
Do you reckon he does? He's a bit posh. Remember that lady at the fire brigade told you off for being posh?
Yeah, she was she told me off because she was like, oh, you're American. You watch too many American TV shows. I don't think I've got an American accent.
It's probably true, though. She was probably on my money.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to go back.
English American. That's your accent.
Yeah, it is. It's not Australian.
No, not at all.
Right. Oh, but what
there's
about
one
Australian.
In 10 words you say Australian.
That's Australian. I say Australian. Yeah, not Australian.
Australian.
Australian starts
is
with an S.
Is that your imitation of my accent?
Yeah.
That's
you,
not
can you
right.
do Jack?
Yeah, I can do Jack.
That's not
Jack. No, I can't do Jack.
All right. I want to go back a few topics,
sure.
Right, as I always do. Right, back to the quail.
Okay.
Right.
Have you got a joke?
No, it's not a joke. Like, apart from being sort of toffee-nosed and posh,
yes.
Is there any point to the quail egg?
No.
What, people eat quail eggs?
Quail eggs, yes.
That's good?
It's just a smaller egg.
What would that be? Tiny little?
Yeah, it's tiny.
Yeah, but it's
you just pop it in, it'd be gone.
Yeah, that's right. But
you need about 10 of them.
You'd fry it in a frying pan, it'd disappear.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cute?
What little fried egg?
How cute would it look in the fryer?
Yeah, it would be adorable. Getting you get those tiny frying pans for just one egg.
Yeah,
like a small frying pan for just one quail egg.
But it'd be good at a cafe where someone says, "Yeah, I'll have a couple of eggs on toast." Out like
quail eggs. You didn't say what kind of eggs. I hate this cafe. Why do they always get me in technicalities? It's going to be more expensive to buy quail eggs. I don't know what the point of this is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What is the point of the quail egg?
What's the point of the quail? Who's like, what if we ate a smaller chicken?
What would probably taste different?
It doesn't taste that different.
You were absolutely raving about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you were. 5 minutes ago, you're on
tastes,
the quail.
Honestly, I think it tastes better.
Well, you jumped off the quail.
No, I'm still
on back on the quail.
Dove.
Dove, I'd love to eat. I'd love to eat pigeon, frankly.
Like street pigeon?
Yeah, dirty street pigeon. That would be amazing. Cooked over an oil drum full of fire.
I you need to go down. Bat the... sounds appealing.
Bat?
Rat. Remember when you see people like in cartoons with a rat on a stick?
Yeah.
It always looks good.
But what was that movie? What was that movie that people eat bat?
What cartoons are you watching?
Do you remember people that movie? Bat? Someone ate bat. Might have had Steve Martin in it.
Mm.
They cooked up some bat. Yeah.
Did they fry?
Yeah.
Did they fry it?
No, they were like
crispy.
Lost or something in the middle of nowhere, and they caught some bats and cooked it up, but it looked so good.
No, I can imagine it tasting like a kind of red meat chicken.
Yes.
Bat somehow.
Well, the wings would be
the wings, crispy.
Yeah,
that's
the wings would be good. The chips.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You got the meat and the chips.
Imagine you get the wings, you wrap it in the wings, cook it in the fire.
Yeah, like bacon.
Yeah, it'd be like crispy bacon around the outside. Yeah.
I have forgotten the question.
What's vegetables that are good and vegetables that are bad?
Well, bad ones.
Yeah, bad ones. Let's go for
there's too many.
Brussels sprouts.
Cauliflower is my
cauliflower.
Bad
Oh, really? It's delicious.
I always disgusting. Remember the first time I had cauliflower and cheese. You know, they're like, it's real. Oh, my God. Tastes and has the consistency of vomit.
Yes.
That's a little bit. That's true.
Well, strangely enough, one of my early childhood experiences was with cold steamed cauliflower, which the cook, Deline, tried to make me eat, and I ran away from her. Like, my parents were out.
Yeah.
We used to live in the Philippines. We had a cook, right? And their name
this
was
when
Deline.
You had a broken arm?
No, this wasn't when... No, my sister
that
had a broken
leg.
Arm.
Is this...
This was my leg.
This around the same time you tried to swallow an ant to impress
yeah,
someone?
Yeah, it's the same era. The same era. Anyway... She was chasing me around with this cold cauliflower and made me eat it. And I was dry reaching the whole time, you know, so, and crying because I was just so desperate to get away from the cauliflower and Galena hiding. And she was screaming at me, yelling at me. And so when my mum came home, I remember rushing into her arms saying, I can't eat the cauliflower.
What did she say? Just have another try.
No, she let me off the hook. Oh, yeah, I got away with it. She was
crying. Don't have to eat the cauliflower.
I didn't have to eat it. Strangely enough, I really like cauliflower now, and I grow it in the garden, so, you know.
Well, I hated broccoli as a child, and now broccoli is maybe my favourite vegetable.
Yeah, so it didn't traumatise you.
Yeah.
Same as my experience, didn't have any long-term effects.
Octopus
has octopus. Long-term effects.
You guys giving me a raw octopus sandwich is probably the reason I hate
seafood that was,
to this day. Although, thinking about that doesn't explain why I hate crab, because crab and octopus, they're like the opposite animal.
So I'm going to come back to that. Has over the years my joke backfired, or is it has it worked as good humour?
Well, you know what? When it happened, obviously, I wasn't having a great time. Backfired then. But I've told that joke multiple times to friends on air.
So you got value.
So I think the value I've received out of you guys giving me a raw octopus sandwich and telling me it was a special
treat. It's a winner. By far and away.
But it's a positive... funny... Like, Jackson now is a funny guy. That's his job. Why didn't he laugh at the octopus sandwich?
Exactly.
I just love that you
didn't get it.
You were expecting this 5-year-old me to be like, oh, good joke, Mom and Dad. Yeah, that's a great one. Yes, as though I'd eat an octopus sandwich.
Did you know what it was?
No, I don't remember knowing what was going on. I'm just like, what is in this sandwich? No. I was like, oh, and I remember it looking, I kind of remember it looking weird because there was nothing out the sides. It's just like two slices of bread lifting, peeling back the layers to reveal a little octopus slimy and gooey in the middle and being like, what? What is happening right now? I am 5 and don't know what's going on. But the comedy I've gotten from it.
Gold.
Totally worth it. If I could go back in time to 5-year-old me, I'd be like, it's scary now. But it's so funny later on.
Did he cry? I'm like laughing. Yeah, he cried. Yeah, he cried. Sandwich. He's going to love this. It's going to be so funny.
He screamed and cried.
It was just such a shock. I didn't know what was going on. Yeah.
What about, like, Dad had the cauliflower story, and I, like, in our house, if you didn't eat your food, you got more.
Yeah.
That happened for a while.
Fuck, Mum.
You think you suffered by one little bit of sweet potato.
It was more than that.
We have trauma.
Or you had to sit there, and if you didn't eat it at night, you had to have it cold for breakfast the next day.
Were you in a Nazi prison or something? Like, that's fucked.
It felt like it. And so the thing that I couldn't eat was sweet and sour chicken.
Oh, yum.
Like any chicken.
Oh, yum.
Like any, like for me, any
sweet
pineapple.
And sour pork. He's good. Do you still hate it?
You don't mix sweet with savoury.
Oh, you do.
Sweet
you
and
do.
Sour.
You do.
No, you mix do all it. The flavours. No. Give me...
Like a pineapple on a pizza, no thing.
Not all
I like pineapple
bitter
on pizza.
Bitter and salty.
So my question is...
That's a margarita.
Is there anything that we... Do you have any memory of that when you had to sit there?
Yes.
What was it?
A lot of things. Cannelloni. I fucking hated, and I still hate it now. You make me eat it, even though I'd almost throw it up.
Oh,
you sat there for
God.
Like ages and would try to make
me
eat it.
You have to understand, Rod, we were worried because you were difficult to make to get enough food. Like, it was hard to make
you
eat.
And then you would be like, oh, he's dry retching, don't give it to him. And then... Like a month later, he'd be like, Jamie Oliver says if he's dry retching, you still make him eat it.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Don't listen to Jamie Oliver. Jamie Oliver, what a fuck
Does
thing.
Did he really say that?
You said that. Said that Jamie Oliver said that.
So that was a traumatic early eating experience.
Fucked. Yeah. It's torture.
So
it
sorry.
Is torture.
Yeah. But you know what it is? Like, you panic. You think, well, it's this. I've cooked dinner. I've got nothing else for you.
Yeah.
So you got to eat something. So please.
But there
eat.
Was something else. There's always something else. I probably wanted noodles or something.
Yeah, that's right. But we couldn't just feed our child on noodles.
2 minute noodles.
But
over
I liked
things.
A lot of healthy food as a kid, but just not the ones you chose to give to me. I frothed an avo, carrot, lettuce, all raw things.
Oh,
well,
I remember just, you have an avo sandwich.
I loved an avo sandwich.
That's right. What about you, Jack? Any traumatic?
Nothing I can really think
well,
of. Only the octopus. Yeah. That ended up being a. You know,
no,
out.
That's,
in the end, that worked out. But I can't think of anything you forced me to eat that I hated. Generally, if I didn't like something,
you didn't have. It was only Ryder we made do that.
Well, I think
because he didn't eat.
I know,
but it annoyed
but
me
I am
as
sorry,
well
Rise,
because you would never force Jack to eat tomatoes. Never forced him to eat eggs, seafood, but you'd force me to eat a whole bunch of fucking things.
Well, eggs not healthy.
Eggs are healthy.
Eggs
are very healthy.
That's true.
So are tomatoes.
Yeah. You were a very fussy little
seafood, fucking healthiest meat on the planet. Yeah. So
maybe not, though. What about all the heavy metals and stuff?
I don't care about that.
Mum just didn't want me to eat mercury. For,
no, well, back then you didn't even know about that.
We've uncovered a deep trauma.
I'm very sorry, sweetie.
You should be.
I seriously am, because it was true. I can't believe I repeated the pattern.
Oh, God, yeah.
I just find it really funny that Jamie Oliver's like, if your child's about to vomit...
Just make him
shove it in.
Right, if your kid wants to throw it up, that's good. That's what you want. That's a normal reaction to trying to have a bit of sweet potato. Look, I'm the same.
Oh, I'm going to go.
Delicious.
I'm going to Google that and see if he really did
Jamie
say that.
Oliver thinks if your child's throwing up, that's the good thing. That's what you want.
That's pucker.
that's pucker, man. If your kid's throwing up, yum. That's the best. Hopefully that list of vegetables will help you.
Well, I think onion was a bit.
Onion is the best, and there's various worsts.
Yeah.
Stantium again.
Oh, get on with it. Give me my list.
He's had it all.
He's persistent.
Persistent. You got to admire that.
Or she.
Yeah, or she. Yeah. Stantium is persistent. Okay. How do I network and meet new people?
In what way?
Well,
more friends? No friends? You need more?
I've moved out of home 2 years ago for study and I struggle to...
Backstory.
...feel like I've made a lot of connections in my new place. I'm living an hour's travel from my university, so it's hard to make connections there, especially when I'm not in more than one class with any given person. They don't go out clubbing to bars and stuff. And all of their friends are sort of by association.
All of their friends are what?
The only friends I have are mostly by association with a couple of family members. How do they go about strengthening their bonds? How do they go about finding new friends?
You read that way too fast.
They need new friends. They're an hour away from uni. They don't go out clubbing.
Get a hobby.
Yeah, that's what I think, right? Mm. What do you love? Yeah. Find someone else who does it.
Because the thing is, no matter what you love, you someone will find else. Someone else who loves absolutely. The same thing.
I took up fishing last year. Mm-hmm. Met a guy, loved fishing. We're good mates now. And every time we go, we meet new people that fish.
Yeah.
And we meet them again.
Absolutely.
Right. Now we text them, say we're going to this spot. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
Friends.
Okay. There you go. As simple as it is.
So and then eventually it moves from the hobby to drinks or, you know.
Yeah. Because a hobby's a great place to start because it's guaranteed common ground.
You've always got something to talk about as well.
Even if you're like, ooh, I don't know you. You could be like, hey, how good is fishing? And there you go. You're
and
right.
The thing about fishing as well is you're not always catching a fish, so you're forced to talk anyway. So you bond with people no matter what. Like,
exactly. And the thing about fishing is that you're sitting side by side, not facing each other, which is sometimes confronting.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you're just next to each other, side, you know, you're and not even chatting, look at looking at the ocean.
And is it okay if you sit there and fish and you don't talk for a while?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So
that's the whole part of it.
That's a whole part
you
just, of it.
You know, that's you're there for the experience. Mm. The fish are a bonus.
Yes,
Can I, on the subject of...
Sounds a
you know how I was saying that if you sit next to each other instead of face-to-face. Today, I learned this really cool trick for any people on the spectrum out there who find it difficult to look someone in the eye.
Yeah.
You look at their face and you try and remember what colour eyes they've got.
Oh, really?
Right.
And it's really fantastic. I did it with one of my students today and I had this amazing conversation with him. Mm. I don't know how – he's amazing though because he can – like when I was doing it, I was just thinking about him, thinking about what colour eyes I've got.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to listen to what I was saying.
Yeah.
Right.
But he heard everything that I was saying.
Another trick I've heard is you look at the person's ear and it looks like you're making eye contact.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, I can tell.
What about now?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. Ryder's got a keen sense. But I've seen this out before and we were like, can't even tell.
Can't tell.
So fishing's good.
Fishing's a good hobby.
Just any hobby that
Are there any hobbies where it won't work out?
Well, what if you're an inside something, like what?
Yeah, like modelling.
Making paper flowers or something.
That's still okay. I mean, anything that you do. I think any hobby would work.
I think it has to be a hobby that you need to go out and interact with people.
Go somewhere.
I really like, I know you were about to say modelling something, but it's just funny. Modelling is my hobby. I'm part of an amateur modelling group. We just get together. Model
have
a
our
bit.
Own runway.
Each on our own thing.
Do a bit of modelling. Oh, that sounds kind of fun.
Walk imagine around the living room.
Meet up with a couple of people and you're like, everyone dress in like a flash outfit. And we'll all model for each other.
Yeah, I reckon that'd
That's
be
actually
good.
Great. I would love a group
up
of
up and down the hall.
Friends. Yeah. Do catwalk shows for each other. Yeah, that's the best. But yeah, you find, because the thing is, there will be hobby groups, unless your hobby's super obscure. Like, well, actually, no, I was gonna say, if your hobby's super obscure, it might be hard to find like a group. But I actually feel like the more obscure your hobby is, almost the better chance you'll have. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But you might find them. This is the trouble. You might find other members, but they're like miles away.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But then I guess you get like an online group, and then you go to meetups, and you kind of meet people that way.
Yeah.
But that bridging that, you know, like if you're out at a club or you're in a classroom or something, there's that like that hurdle to get over to be like, hello, I am a person.
That's
you are
right.
A person.
I'll
Let's
just
be
point out.
Together. Yeah.
The thing about fishing is it doesn't really solve her problem because she already said that she lives too far away from a uni.
Ah, that's
so
true.
So uni friends don't work out. Fishing friends are all over the joint. So it's just another thing. I think it's just a trouble with distance. If you want to see your mates, you know, travel the distance.
Yeah, but what if you know, they need to find somewhere near where they live.
In the local area.
I reckon.
Yeah.
I really hope that our end result is like, Stantium, take up fishing. It's the best hobby for making friends.
Yeah.
But I think that, I forget what I was going to say.
What else can you do to make friends?
Well, no. What I was going to say, shush, I remember.
Right, okay.
Is that, I forgot. No. The hard thing about making friends, you know, when you're at a club or something, you're like, hi, I'm Cassie.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do? What do you do? Which is a horrible question anyway. And what else do you say? Like that conversation. Yeah. But if you go, do you like trains? Yes, I like trains too. Mm. That's it.
You're off.
Absolutely.
You're off. Yeah.
It's very much like a hobby. You know, when you're a kid. And you're in the playground and you see someone with cool shoes or whatever and you're like, cool shoes, you're in. Or like, hey, I like playing in the sandpit. You like playing in the sandpit. Fucking dumb.
Can we bring that into adults?
I reckon.
Yeah, we should be.
We should be able to do that.
Yeah.
Know?
Hey, nice shirt. Oh, thanks, man. I like your shirt too.
Even just
right. Connection.
Even just those kids that like, do you want to be friends? And you're like, whoa, okay. But calm down, dude. Like it's a yes, but.
That's a bit much.
What about in adults just walking up to someone and going, you're it, just running away.
Would that start the friendship?
I would chase that.
Of course. Yeah, you got to chase that guy.
Absolutely. That guy's bold enough to tag me. is it just me and you? What's going on here?
What I think is really sad that when you're a kid, if that happens, you go, yeah, and you run. Mm. If it happens now, you get a punch in the face.
Yeah, you know what it
is.
You tag somebody,
yeah, they probably would. They'd probably grump at you, you know?
Yeah,
especially if you did something
shame.
Like girl germs.
You just run away. Who was that?
Germ lock, dead all. Do you remember that?
No.
What was it? What's that one?
It was like germ lock where you do that, which was like
germ
barley.
Lock.
And then there was another one that's death hole.
Death hole?
I don't remember the symbol for death hole, but it was like
this. Oh, death hole.
Yeah.
Oh,
like sanitizer.
That's good for the guy who's going to come up and give you the germs. Germ lock. Sorry, mate. Don't want to be your friend. Germ lock.
Germ lock. Germ lock. We're back in the way. Germ lock. Imagine someone comes up to you and it's like, tag, you're it. And you're like, Barley's, I'm Barley's. I don't want to play. Yeah, well, I'm trying to think how I've made most of my friends in my adult life. A lot of them I had since high school and then I meet through other friends. But all of the Sandspans crew, aside from the one or two that I knew previous, were just, it was the hobby thing.
Yes.
Sam, it was like, let's make a podcast. I was like, okay. And then through it, I just met all these people.
Yes.
I've had the same three best friends for 10 years.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Now that the more I say it, I'm like, well, Zamet, I definitely met through this. Dusha, I met through this. Zoe, I knew. Cass, I knew. Ruby, I knew. Adam, I knew. That actually doesn't follow. But by and large,
you know Adam?
I knew Adam from another friend. He was like, hey, this is my friend Adam, and look at us now.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's cool, isn't it, when you think about it?
Yeah. You're like, this is how we ended up, you know, well, things that could have gone in different directions where you'd just never meet a person.
I think also with making friends, you've got to not try too hard to make friends.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's a hard thing to do if you're out there trying to make friends the whole time.
I've never tried. Yeah, in my life.
You're just good at it.
But people cling to me.
Yeah.
Or like, not cling, but
they want to be
I'm approachable, I guess.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Right as approachable.
I am.
He isn't.
It happened. I have proof. Yeah. I've never. Yeah. All my friends I have now did all the work. I'm appreciative of it. Like, they're all great friends.
Well, it's because you're like a god, right? Yeah. You're so aloof, and they're like, oh, who's that guy?
Don't tell Ryder he's like a god.
He's like Edward Cullen walking into the canteen.
But that's the thing. You know, you wouldn't have, like, those people came up to you and were like, let's be friends. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think there is definitely something to,
I'm funny.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, that's right.
It. Yeah. I think that's it.
Being funny is a massive help in making friends.
Especially the three high school ones. Like, in year seven, I was hilarious. Yeah. And that was it.
You've gotten less funny with time. Year seven, I was hilarious now.
But
can't even get a joke.
But that's what made it. I was funny and that was it.
Yeah.
I was reading back to me and Zama were going back through our Facebook accounts, like way back to like 2011, 2010, 2009. I was still funny back then. Zama's going back. He's like, oh, embarrassing. I'm going back. I'm like, fuck, you're a great past Jackson. What if my old Facebook status was Milky Bar, fuck you? I don't know what I was saying, but that's fucking great. But yeah, but I think there's definitely something to just being upfront about it.
Yes.
Hey. Yeah. Let's be friends. Someone you meet in like a class, you know.
See, I don't know about that. If someone came up to me and said, do you want to be friends? I'd be like, no.
Well, what would work for you then?
Yeah, how does someone be
chatting?
Just chatting.
Start up a conversation. Mm. Or, I've made most of my friends at school places. So that's sort of just how it works. When you're forced to hang with people.
Yeah.
You do it.
That's why the hobbies are great.
And, you know, that's another good option, like do a course after work or do something that
like there are
you're
so many free
in.
Courses in
world. That's a good
like,
option.
They're so easy to
plus, you know, like Sandheim, you say you're at uni and you're not friends with, you're not in the same classes with people enough to, you're like one new person a class, you know what I mean? You're not in the same class with these people. But, you know, all it takes is one of the people you like being in class with. Mm. You're like, hey, I'm grabbing lunch. Do you want to come with? And then
all
of a sudden you've taken you've taken yourself out of that like one environment and put it in a more social environment.
That's true. And you only need two friends.
Yeah.
No. You need three.
Okay. Oh, really?
Four. Because
give me a theory.
Well, you got four people. They're all friends. Two people hang out. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Three people hang out. They're going to invite the fourth.
Oh, okay.
No one's ever left behind if you've got four people.
Ah, okay. Mm.
Three people, two people can hang out, one person's left behind.
Left out.
I see what you mean.
But if two people want to hang out, it's just a two-on-two, then that's fine. They're excluding those two and it doesn't mean anything. It's not like they're
doing it intentionally.
Yeah.
Just
and
like
two is too intense. Like and only having one friend.
Oh, yeah, too much.
That's
too
intense.
If you have one friend, you're a fucking loser. But, like, what I mean is...
You're not a loser, everyone out there. He's only got one friend.
Look, now that we don't think you're a loser, even the writer might. Writer, the high school bully might.
But, I mean, do you get my theory?
Yeah. It's a solid theory. It makes
I
a lot of sense.
Yeah. So go for four.
Yeah, go for four.
Four's a good amount.
I became, just going back to taking someone out of that one scenario, like situation, you know them into another one. I became friends with Dusha by that. Very. Mm. We would hang out in class, but never outside of class. And then one day I was like, I'm going for lunch. What are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm free. And then we got lunch together.
Yeah.
And bam, friends. There it is.
Yeah.
That's all.
And
it
that was before Sans Pants.
Yeah. That was long before Sans Pants. Okay. And that's why when I did Shut Up a Second for the very first episode, I was like, oh, Dusha. I've hung out with him a couple times. I really like him.
It's cool that every member of Sans Pants is your friend from a different spot.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that weird?
Is that right?
Crazy. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's Jackson Bailey land.
Yeah.
So, I think at the end of the day, the best advice we can give is if you've got something you love, Find a group of people that love it as well.
Yep.
Find preferably a hobby
fishing.
Group. If it's fishing.
Fishing is fun.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'm like not in, as into fishing as you are, right? But I reckon I could go fishing with a whole bunch of people and make friends with them. You know what I mean?
Mm. Me and my fishing buddy, we made friends with a 76-year-old Italian man the other day. He was great.
Yeah.
And we'll probably see him again.
What was his... Oh, you can't say his name.
It was a very Italian name. Yeah. I'll try to think of it, but anyway,
continue. If you think of it, let us know. Yeah, so if you've got a hobby, great. Meet other people who love the hobby. If it's fishing, even better. But our other advice is if there's someone in class you like or in a situation you're already in and you would like to hang out with them outside of it, just ask. Let's grab some lunch or...
Join a club, do a course, something like that where other people are.
Exactly. Because then it'll
don't go to where no one is.
It'll just naturally happen.
Yeah.
Final question for today from Duo Dawn. What's the best way to name a dog or to pick the right dog breed for you? It's a good question.
It is a good question, but I think it all depends on the dog.
Yeah? Well, I think there are some dog names you probably shouldn't give your dog. Don't call your dog Rex. Every dog's called Rex. You're not going to have a standout dog named Rex or Spot or...
Yeah, there's classic dog cliche dog names. Yeah. No, stick away from them. Unusual dog names are good.
Ryder very much loves naming his animals after other animals, which is very unique. He's had a duck named Emu and a snake named
called
Tiger.
That's
great. That's a very it's unique and it's it works.
Yeah,
and
works.
Also your first ever chickens that you got when you were two, the brown one was called Blackie, the black one was called Tui.
Tui.
That's great.
What else? Was there three? Wasn't there? Was another one, wasn't there?
Yeah, we had a dog named Follow.
He followed me.
Well, there you go.
That's what Ryder said. Name your animal after one thing it's done ever.
No, that's good.
Once.
But then you're going to get a lot of dogs named Bark or Growl or Bite.
But that's too bad.
Well, what about giving your dog like a human name?
I love it.
Me too.
I love all animals with human names, especially if it's hilarious. I always wanted a big fish called Charles.
Right, yeah, that's nice.
Like imagine a big fish tank with one huge ugly fish and he's called like Bentley or Charles or something like that. I love it.
I really like that you're like butler names.
But it's funny.
Butler names.
What about that? There was like a paint shop and they had a massive fish tank and they had a barramundi in there.
Murray Cod.
Called, was he called Murray? I thought it was Barry.
No, he was a huge Murray Cod, almost took up the size of the and his name was Murray.
That's great.
Yeah.
What about massive Murray Cod, a massive fish called the Duke? I think
the
that's
Duke. Good. The Duke's good. Yeah.
The sort of suits
but a Barry's a good name for everything.
Yeah,
Barry. I've always liked the name Barry.
Yeah. Not a person though.
Not a person.
Bad name for a person.
Absolutely. Terrible name for a person. Great name for an animal.
What is?
Barry.
Barry's are disappearing.
Yeah, they're gone.
Ryder told me this.
Oh, why?
There hasn't been a Barry born in the UK since like 1993.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
The Barrys are dying out.
Is there a movement to bring back the Barry?
I fucking hope so. Bring back the Barry. I hope there's government incentives. Name your child Barry.
Get $100 on
the band from the government.
We had our rooster called Papa Lazaru.
Yeah, that's
good. He was good.
Beautiful. We
had after funny TV shows is good.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Only if it's, you know, good and it suits them. But
Sugar was Ryder's other.
That was another hen.
Named your chicken?
One of us named a chicken Sugar. One of us named a chicken Ralph, who was the rooster.
Ralph. Yeah. Ralph had Bradley, who was mine, and Sugar, Bradley. Who was Jack's.
Ralph was the one that tried to kill you.
No, Sugar was a little fucking psycho. Ralph was beautiful.
And Sugar was Ralph's son.
Yeah.
Sugar killed Ralph.
And Sugar killed Ralph.
That's some Game of Thrones shit.
Yeah, he did his old man in.
I always remember, because once Sugar was done with Ralph, he turned his attention to us.
Yeah, that's right.
I always remember Ryder pushing him. We had this little tire swing, pushing Ryder in the tire swing, and Sugar being like, chasing Ryder, trying to kill him. And you were like a baby. Yeah. The scary thing about that is that if Sugar was determined enough, he could have.
he was determined.
What rooster did we have at this house?
Papa Lazaru.
I used to arc him up all the time. It was so fun.
What did you do?
I don't know. I'd walk up to him and he'd, you know, give me a little bit of business and I'd put my foot in front of him and he'd attack the foot and stuff. It was funny.
I think it's great when a chicken like does that because you're like, what insurmountable odds for you, rooster?
Yeah, that's right. Unbelievable.
That rooster's like, I'm going to fucking do it.
No, he had a lot of confidence.
Yeah,
yeah.
I will roosters. Take down this giant.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid.
What happened to him? Did the fox get him?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which one did we eat?
We ate some of the... Like third generation.
Nameless ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we didn't. We couldn't eat them.
We tried to eat them. They just weren't that nice.
They were yellow.
Yeah. They were yellow.
That's the normal colour.
No,
the chickens
pink
in the supermarket are bleach.
I don't care. It's what I know.
A certain kind of chicken I'm used to.
I forgot the question again.
But best way to name a dog.
Dog. Okay. Yeah. I think spend time with the dog.
Mm. Yeah, you don't have to name the dog straight away. Mm. I think is good advice.
Something will come up eventually.
And I think a dog is like a tattoo in that the name, don't say you get a dog and Game of Thrones season 6 has just come out and you're like, hell yeah, Game of Thrones. That's not a good enough reason to name your dog Daenerys.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? It's got to be
something about that dog that suits the name.
Yeah, that's right.
Because imagine 5 years down the track and Game of Thrones, nobody remembers it anymore. And you're like, this is my dog Daenerys. People are like, oh, yeah, like Game of Thrones. You don't want to have that interaction.
If you had 10 names and you couldn't decide, could you let the dog choose its own name?
Absolutely. Like,
put them in a circle.
The dog will pick. The dog will pick the name.
Yeah. Well, when we got Whiskey, we didn't like the name.
No, we didn't like it.
And he was already called Whiskey.
Yeah, we spent the whole drive home. It was about an hour's drive thinking of names. And we got home, we're like, he's a Whiskey.
Yeah, what else did we come up with?
Well, on the back of the toilet door, it still says Tulsi.
That was horrible.
Tulsi?
I know it was you as well.
What the hell is Tulsi?
Imagine we called Whiskey Tulsi.
I know.
What did I want to call him? I wanted to call him Loki.
You did. Loki worked.
Loki would have suited him.
Well, fuck you all.
Another name instead of Whiskey would be Andre, I think.
Why?
I don't know. He's got a little Andre face. Or Andre? Andre, yeah.
What the fuck is Andre?
It's a name.
Do you mean Andre?
Andre, yeah. What
yeah, not Andre. Andre Ryu.
You can imagine Whiskey being an Andre.
No.
Not really. I can't even. No.
Andre. Yeah. Oh, God. The people that would call their dog Andre, I don't want to meet.
It's just such a weird. Mm. Yeah.
What about dogs named after tools?
All right.
Like hammer.
That's cute.
Spanner.
I like that.
Yeah.
Hammer.
Power drill.
Spanner.
Industrial buzzsaw. This is my dog, IBS.
Hacksaw is a really good one for like one of those big beefy dogs.
Yeah, that's right.
It's my dog Hacksaw.
Shovel?
Shovel's amazing.
Shovel's good for like a little sausage.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Like
that. Shovel. Yeah.
Beep. I saw the cutest chihuahua named Dobby.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Really suited it.
That works because a chihuahua looks like a Dobby. Yeah.
And also, Harry Potter isn't huge right now. So it's not like you're like, I get it. You're like, no, this is something that used to be amazing. And
Harry Potter's a thing that's close to a lot of people's hearts because a lot of people grew up with it. Whereas maybe something like Game of Thrones or whatever.
What if it's after Thingo's girlfriend on Peep Show instead?
Dobby, from Harry Potter, from what? No, I mean Peep Show by Mitchell and Webb. Oh.
Okay. Was her name Dobby too?
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Your girlfriend was called Dobby.
Right. I think that's good. I think, but the thing is, and maybe I'm wrong, I've never met a dog that doesn't suit its name.
Which
leads me to suspect that either everyone gets it right on the first try, or actually, no matter what you name the dog, eventually you'll be like, wow, what else could we have called
it? What about Sully?
No, Sully's absolutely
a
Sully.
Yeah, he's Sully.
Do you not think Sully's a Sully?
He's a Sully, but his real name's Sultan.
No, he's not a Sultan. That's why they don't call him Sultan. That's he gets true. Sully because he's just...
He's a big buffet.
Yeah. And so does that mean that either people get the right name or dogs get the right name, or do people grow into their names?
Okay.
So if people are a David... Can you tell? Can you almost pick their name by their traits?
No, I reckon some people have the wrong name. Sometimes have met people and I call them the wrong name because
they don't suit
their name.
Yeah.
I always think it's fun to imagine people you know with a different name.
Oh, that's something I was just thinking, I'm like, what's the wrong name for everyone in the room?
No, not the wrong name. I think a name that could suit them. You could be a Sean.
Oh,
couldn't he, though? Admit it.
A Sean.
Admit it, Mum.
Admit it. He could be a Sean.
We got it wrong. Sorry, Sean.
could
We're
have been.
We're changing it, Jackson.
I don't think he could have been a Sean.
Such a Sean.
He's like he's a bit away from a Sean.
Yeah, no, he's not a Sean. I don't see
you.
Sean.
Like, your name's so unusual. Like, yeah, what could you have been? Ooh, Cody, you could have been.
Oh, you could have been a
I'd
Cody.
I'd love to be a Cody.
You could have been a Hudson.
Even better.
Jackson could be a Hudson.
Yeah. You could be a Hudson, but that's too close. It's like me being a Ryan.
Yeah.
You couldn't have been a Ryan, though.
Oh, at my haircut the other day. So when I order things, I use the name Ash because no one can spell Ryder and it's just easier. And I accidentally booked my haircut under Ash, but there was another kid there called Ryan. Oh, every time she said Ryan, I was like, what? And they're like, what, Ash?
Ash, what do you mean?
Why are you getting in the chair, Ash?
It's Ryan's turn, Ash.
What about Dad? What could Dad be?
Trevor.
Yeah, I was thinking Trevor too.
Trev Bailey. I'll answer the phone tomorrow morning. Is Trev Bailey here?
I'm trying to think what else you could be. Could be a Jeff, but it's spelled G-E-O-F-F.
No, that's Geoff.
Kind of Jeff.
J-E.
No, he's a Jeffrey.
You're
going to
Jeffrey.
I don't think so, no.
Oh. Not a Hefe.
Well, what are your other names? Harvey.
Harvey.
Could be a Harvey.
Byron.
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 Could be a Byron. You don't think I could be a Byron?
Me?
You? Yeah.
No, Dad.
Oh.
I don't think I could be a Byron.
I think you could.
That could be a Henry.
Me?
Dad.
Oh.
What about me? I'm only a girl.
You could be...
Lucy.
Lucy?
Really?
No.
Lucy. I think Lucy.
It could be...
Oh, I'd love to be a Hudson.
Would you? A Hudson?
Yeah, I can't stop thinking about it.
Hutto, you'd get Hutto.
A Jem, short for Jemima, I reckon you
could. Jemima's a nice good name. One.
Yeah, I can see that.
I like Jemima better than Lucy.
Yeah.
Kathy.
So you're not a Hudson.
Me too. No, what the fuck? Why wasn't I a Hudson? What was the other one?
Cody.
Cody.
Oh, Cody. Fucking good name.
Yeah. Hudson's better than Cody.
What about Holden? You like the name Holden?
No. I like the name Holden.
I would have enjoyed if I'd been a Holden.
And Ford. We should have called you Ford.
Him Holden.
Jackson Holden. You can't call you Toyota, though. Mitsubishi.
Toyota.
Do you think Mum's second name suits her?
Louise.
Yeah, definitely. Could I have been a Ronald?
Did you even know Mum's middle name was...
Yeah, I had to think about it.
Good on you.
But yeah. Could I have been a Ronald?
No.
What about a Lindsay?
No.
No. Yeah. They're older names.
You could have been a Sam. Easy, right?
Yeah, you could have been a Sam.
Yeah. I think so.
Hands down. Yeah.
Were Jasper for a while.
I know I could be
you
a Jasper.
You certainly didn't turn into a Jasper.
You don't think I'm a Jasper?
No.
What's a Jasper, though?
A Jasper's much more arty.
Albino.
He is. Really?
Jaspers are albinos.
And they've studied classical. Emo. They've studied classical guitar for like 12 years. But never really played in front of anyone.
No, absolutely. It's just for them, and they film it, but they just leave it on their computer. Yeah. There's years and years worth of little videos they've recorded. And still albino. So look, I think when you're coming up with a name for your dog, I think kind of whatever you choose is going to be all right.
It's going to work.
Yeah.
Because even if it's a name that doesn't sort of suit, you'll mold it. Like Sultan becomes Sully.
Yeah.
And Sully suits Sully so much.
Yeah. I barely even call Whiskey these days.
No. You call him Whisk?
What do you call him?
Pisk.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Or puppy, boy.
Little Whisk. Yeah.
You just call him whatever you think of calling
him. He's cute.
Him.
If he hears, he comes.
Yeah. So do people.
Whoopi.
So do all animals and people sort of evolve into a nickname if their full name doesn't suit them?
Yeah.
Then they'll, particularly in Australia, get a kind of nickname or whatever.
I think to soften the edges of the name that's a bit harsh and doesn't quite suit them, we give them a nickname to kind of make it a bit easier.
When we named you, we wanted to give you names that you could shorten, but we had friends who said, oh, no, I want to name my child this because you can't shorten it.
That's why. Yeah. That's
what
a weird
thing.
I'm going to lock out a nickname.
Being Australian, we will. Sure. Or in the case of Scott, we'll extend it and make him Scotty. Like, we change it. If it,
yeah.
You,
yeah.
If you have a name, we'll make it.
I thought
different.
You were going to say, because we're Australian, we will change it or we won't talk to you. Hey, I got nothing. Have a nice life.
We don't know what his name is.
Can't shorten it. Can't lengthen it. I don't know what I'm doing.
Well,
here.
I've got a friend called Guy, and that's really hard.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do with Guy?
Yeah.
Guy.
Yeah.
Guy.
Guybo is about the only thing.
Yeah,
Guybo.
Yeah.
Guy.
You can't go Guy.
Guy. Guyser.
I bet you people do, though.
Yeah. Guy. Yeah.
Guyba. Guyba's good.
Guys.
No, that's it. That's
it. It's a tough one.
And on that note. Can't do it. Sorry, Guy.
Any guys
can
out there?
Can I be your friend?
We cannot nickname you.
Guyo.
Guyo's probably good. The best we can get.
Got to go all the vowels. Guy-y.
Guy-y. Guy-y.
Isn't that the
Guyo.
Spirit of the world or something? Or is that Guyo?
It's Guyo.
Yeah, look. So I guess choose whatever name you want and the dog will grow into it.
Yeah.
Yes, but best advice.
Don't choose Guy because you won't be able to find a nickname.
If you really want one, name it after an inanimate object or something like that.
Yeah, take Shovel because that's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Or Fruit.
Yeah.
Crowbone. Dog called Apple.
Dog called Apple, that's great.
Apple, yes.
Dog called Banana, that's cute.
Yeah, Banana's great.
Especially a sausage dog. Dachshund. Sorry.
excuse me. It's a Dachshund. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Mum.
I've been Dad.
I've been Ryder.
Hope that answers your questions.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsplus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.